This is a monumentally important decision. The Federal District Court has carefully spelled out the obvious, that the Second Amendment does not stop at one's doorstep, but protects us wherever we have a right to be.
So kind of give me a little history lesson for those of our listeners that don't know. You were part of this suit, which was also filed by Raymond Woolard, who's a Maryland resident. How did this all come to your attention, and why did you feel this was important to push for this?
Well, we had the Heller decision at the U.S. Supreme Court that said you had an individual right to keep and bear arms. And then the Second Amendment Foundation brought the McDonald versus Chicago suit that knocked out the Chicago gun ban and also incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment to all the states, which then allowed us to bring this court against Maryland's law. And Mr. Woolard, of course, was a perfect plaintiff for us, having a clean criminal record and a good guy whose life has been threatened before, who's actually had a permit before, who the state arbitrarily denied a renewal of. And it just made perfect sense to have this being one of our major building blocks in winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time.
So, Alan, does this mean, based upon the judge's ruling, what does this mean, I guess, for Marylanders who have either been applying for handgun permits or have a handgun and don't have a permit? Kind of make it in simple terms for them how they can understand this.
Well, the burden of showing good cause to be able to get a permit is no longer on the individual. It's now the state has to prove you don't have good cause, so to speak. I assume the state will probably appeal this ruling, and we expect this case probably to end up all the way at the U.S. Supreme Court.
And you mentioned the other cases. You have filed similar suits, correct?
Correct. We have a number of suits filed in a number of different states challenging various gun laws around the country now as being unconstitutional. Maryland is just one of those in our building block.
Where do you think the future goes now for those pushing and to keep Second Amendment rights for Americans?
Well, the important thing for us was to get some legal rulings saying the Second Amendment doesn't stop at your front door. A lot of anti-gun rights activists have been arguing that the Heller and McDonald decisions only said you could have a gun in your own home and it doesn't extend outside your front door. And this is now our second ruling, though, that says that gun rights extend outside your front door.